This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Thursday to you. Hope it's going well. John Lopez, I'm Reginald Atatula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. I've been rewatching the 2024 Texans season, gearing up for training camp, which, it'll start in earnest on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Tuesday is when the players are reporting, and we'll be off to the races on seeing what the team is ready to do for the 2025 football season, a team that there's a lot of high hopes for, not just here in the city of Houston, but amongst the league. There's people that are viewing this team very highly and rightfully so. And I talk about all that heights because one of the points that made it so that same feeling that we had last year, or similar feeling that we had last year, I think one of the points that really broke me personally on that was this game in particular that I rewatched yesterday, which was on Halloween. Mm-hmm. Versus the New York Jets there at the Meadowlands. And I wanted to ask you in particular what you remembered for this game before we get into what I wrote down and what I saw.
Well, very much what you just said, kind of slapping your forehead just in general with everything that was transpiring. But also Garrett Wilson, terrific catch to seal it. But I'm interested how you go through the game itself and what transpired and what we can maybe use to kind of look toward 2025.
Yeah, and I will begin by reminding you that this was a team, the New York Jets came in 2-6 into mm-hmm. this game, just 3 weeks after firing their head coach, Robert Saleh. And remember, C.J. Stroud, and we'll talk more about it as we go, gets sacked 8 times in this game, and that's not the amount of times that he was pressured or the times that he escaped or what have you. And this was a defensive line that had the Jets, mind you, mm-hmm. Jets defensive line, that had suffered after losing Robert Saleh, obviously a really good defensive mind. Jeff Ulbricht, who was the defensive coordinator, was now an interim head coach and calling the defense. And at this point, you then see mm-hmm. this defense, almost like the Jets defense, almost take this as an opportunity to get going. And that was very disheartening. Very, yeah. very disheartening in watching this game. But I'll start with this. I was surprised on one of the early plays, maybe the first pass play. Cade Stover is used on a slant. And he's got a cornerback covering him. Mm-hmm. And you think this is a place to have a level of advantage. He was not able to kind of, what I like to say, box out, like not use his size to prevent that cornerback from getting to the football. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't bring that in. And I felt like that's the inherent advantage of a big tight end in that space. I would love to see where Cade is on his development, because seeing that at that point was real disheartening to me. I remember.
Yeah, I didn't remember that play until you just brought it up. But we've talked about Cade Stover, you know, this offseason, and he's going to be one of the guys that's going to be in the crosshairs, so to speak, all camp long. That's where he needs to develop. That's where he needs to get better, and they can use him every down.
Yeah, and that's where I'm very encouraged. Yeah. Obviously, we know the Nick Caley, tight ends coach, just the emphasis of the details that they have as a whole. I want to see how that affects him.
Yeah.
Dalton Schultz also, who had he had a interesting game. I don't want to say he had a good game, 3 catches, 21 yards, but there was a couple of passes that or catches that he had where it was like, oh, this is one of the best looking Dalton Schultz. There was mm-hmm. a clear there's a clear concerted effort to get him, to get Cade, to get Tank the ball early, because you don't have Nico Collins in this game.
Yeah.
You don't have Stephon Diggs in this game, and those guys had to get involved early. And early on, it did feel like they were doing it. Like, it did feel like they were getting the ball to them in some certain space. But this was a running game.
Mm-hmm.
This was a game in which the Texans were running the ball very well. And interestingly enough, once you reach a certain point in the game, which I'll talk about here in a second, you really do see them run the ball even clearer. Now, early on, it wasn't quite that, because we are still dealing with Kenyon Green. I think if you remember at this time of the season, I think we had all gotten to the point where we're looking at Kenyon Green like, this is not tenable. You can't keep doing this. They threw him out there once more, even though they had tried to get to Jared Patterson, and then Jared Patterson had a concussion.
Because that week we were talking about, are they even going to make a change? And they didn't.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
But they had tried to make a change the game before. Jared Patterson comes in for one drive and one drive alone because he gets a concussion in that drive, comes back out. And remember, I mentioned Jerod Johnson got in his face on the sideline, according to the sideline report, and before he went back out there. So, like, you could tell that they wanted him. Like, this, it can't be this. But they still ride with him in this Jets game. And that proves to be a big issue, because he is getting whooped up and down the field on this one. And C.J. Stroud is dealing with major, major pressure in this one early on, because Kenyon Green just is not good enough.
Yeah.
And then to the point where at one point in this game, what actually brings Kenyon Green out of this game is not Kenyon Green being bad. It is that C.J. Stroud gets pressured and falls into him.
Mm-hmm.
He gets injured. He comes out. And here comes Kendrick Green. And when Kendrick Green comes in this game, I'm impressed with the effort. He's all effort.
Yeah.
The actual capabilities that he has, up and down, right? Because early on, just him as the new guy in, you see an instant differentiation in there is some time to throw the football. And more importantly, they start clearing up lanes. And Joe Mixon has already been very good in this. Like, this stretch of the season, Joe Mixon was a monster.
Yeah.
So he's already creating space, you know, great cuts, incredible cuts where there's not lanes. And they started open up lanes. He was gashing the New York Jets.
Yeah, but you did say something that I vaguely remember, and tell me if I'm wrong here. Early on, you said they started opening up lanes, but early on, it wasn't just Kendrick Green in the passing game. It was the entire rush-run blocking. Like, it was mostly just Joe Mixon doing Joe Mixon, because no one else was really having success running the ball. Just him.
Yeah.
Correct?
Well, that's not quite true. I'll talk about it as from the whole point of the game, because and I felt like this was a little bit of an omen of how the night was going to be. There was Mixon three straight really good runs, and then they went to a Dare handoff, his only of the night, which was really weak. And then Kenyon lost immediately up the middle that had CJ stripped.
Okay.
If you remember, there was like a strip sack in the middle where he's just like, there's pressure up the middle and I can't move, and then it's a strip sack. And I was like, this feels like an omen. But on top of that, then later in the game, J.J. Taylor comes in and runs. And his runs look a lot more like Joe Mixon than they do like Dare Ogunbowale.
Okay.
And that's a guy in J.J. Taylor that I think this team likes, but they've never really given a big opportunity to.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like you look at the way that they've added when you draft Woody Marks and then you add Nick Chubb. Obviously, just that's an opportunity that you take advantage of when you have it. But I don't know how much they're looking to invest in J.J. Taylor, but it did make me look at this and go, the running back competition that we're about to see.
Crucial.
It is crucial, and I do wonder if just seeing the ways in which I know Dare has had good opportunities, but when you have someone like J.J. Taylor able to execute in a way that looks a lot cleaner to your lead back, does that then maybe, especially with a different person coming in, right, like a Nick Cayley coming in to add to the decision making, does that change the stance that he might have, or the grasp that he might have on the role that he currently does?
Yeah, I don't think so, because the entire blocking scheme is going to be different.
Fair.
You know, and so is J.J. Taylor going to be able to find the same lanes? I think everything is going to change up front in how they're blocking, because they were doing the gap. Everybody's trying to get to the other level, get to the next guy outside, the furthest guy outside, and it's going to be totally different. So that's one thing that, we've talked about a lot, you know, how they run block. But, you know, as far as Joe Mixon, my point was, he was getting yards whether the block was there or the block wasn't
there. He was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
And it went to a different level when the blocks were there.
Yeah.
There did come a point in this game, though, where the Kendrick Green bump that he came in with just all energy failed, and that's when it just became a massacre for C.J. Stroud. And I actually cited this in my notes as, I think this is the game, and particularly there's a play, I believe, in the fourth quarter. It's at 3rd and 7 on the New York Jets' 9-yard line, 7 minutes to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this is the point where the pressure affecting C.J., but on non-pressure situations. He's got a pretty clean pocket.
Yeah.
And then you end up with Mechie, who like has a little bit of an out, but he returns back inside when he sees, hey, my quarterback needs a target. CJ steps into it, and he just sails it on him.
Mm-hmm.
He just completely misses a wide-open Mechie, probably about 15 yards down the field. And I'm like, that is outside of the realm of what we see from C.J. Stroud, the accurate quarterback that we know, the poised quarterback, the pocket-managing quarterback. I was like, okay, this is the point of the season.
Him.
This is the point of season when it happened, and this is when it all went to you-know-what.
Yeah, no, I think that's more than fair. And as memory serves, you know, we had started to see some of that previously, but this, you're right, this is the game where you're like, first of all, it's the Jets. It's a defense that hadn't really, you know, thrived that much. And you know, he's having to run around for his life back there.
Now, one of the things I wanted to throw back in here, and thank you for saying that, like something you said in there triggered me again, because I did mention that Kendrick Green, there was a bump when he came in, and then you lost it at a certain point. I think you lost it when Olbrich, as the defensive play caller, was like, oh yeah, I remember what this team can't do, which is handle stunts.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could see that they started targeting with stunts again, and now you see again guys slipping through the cracks, unable to be picked up.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be the big thing that we need to see from this Texans offense, even through camp. I am super intrigued to see, all right, cool, different scheme, different guys in here. Are you guys going to pick up stunts? Because it can't be that again, especially because the Los Angeles Rams week 1, that is a defensive line that is capable of stunting and capable of getting into that backfield and making havoc.
No, and I think I said it earlier, like they have an array of teams, an array of great pass rushers. You know, we talk about the run game, but the pass protection – clearly, you know, what did he get sacked 54 times last year?
Eight of them in this game for 56 yards of loss.
Yeah, the pass protection is really what it's going to be all about. You know, we heard Jake Andrews earlier, we are going to run the ball. We're going to run the ball a lot. And they are. I'm convinced that they are, and they're going to try to. But ultimately, it's like, can you protect C.J. Stroud? Because that's where you're going to make your money.
And then one more thing that I want to throw out here, and this is not a shout-out, but I will throw some shout-outs here in a second. There was a play late in the game. There was a target where Dalton Schultz, I mean, you're trying to get down the field, and he is coming across the field. Mm-hmm. This is, I think, a little bit of scramble drill. CJ's on the right side. Dalton's come across to the right side. Throw, and he catches the football. He brings it in, but he only gets 1 foot down. And I'm like, this is where a super highly well-regarded tight end should be able to tap that toe on the sideline, going to the sideline, especially knowing how bad you need it. You're down in this situation. You're trying to go and score to take the lead. Or no, that one is when you're already down, I think 20-13, but or 21-13, which was ultimately the final. I'm like, you need to get across the field. You need to get your foot down. And yes, you won't be able to use that foot to stay upright, but I think you can go horizontal. You can go to the field trying to make sure that you get your foot down. And that's where I'm continuing to look at what we talked about, the tight end position. And is it Cade Stover's job in the best case scenario? Because Dalton Schultz not being able to make that play is deeply frustrating, even though he can make some other plays. When you, we have you at $14 million, when you're the lead tight end, when you don't have any of these other options, I need you to be able to make that play.
No, look, I expect Dalton Schultz to play better, but you're right. In that particular instance, you know, the gotta have it, as they say, he has to do it. And the other part of it is, yes, to the first part of what you said, I would much rather it be two tight ends with Cade Stover being the big surprise. Cade Stover being the one that can really step up.
Who are your gotta habits that you feel great about going into the season? Especially passing in the passing game is what I'm thinking.
Dalton Schultz.
You still feel great about Dalton?
I'm saying you got to have a better Dalton Schultz. You got to have a better Dalton Schultz than last year.
Sorry, let me reframe it. Like in a got to have it moment, who are the guys you feel confident in the pass game?
Nico.
Yes.
Nico would be one.
Yes.
Who else?
That's going to be a question. In theory, you go, hey, can Christian Kirk be some of that?
Yeah.
But then you've got a lot of young guys that you're hoping to see if they come in. And that's, again, why I go, the tight end who's supposed to be the, you know, who's supposed to be the safety blanket for any quarterback.
Yeah, you would think he would be an answer.
You would think.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get back to some of that. Some other things, someone mentioned this. Quinnen Williams was fully wrecked that game. You're right, of course, because he was lined up in that space where he's over one of the guards. So that happened. Petrie in coverage in this game. I've been giving Petrie a lot of love, especially when he gets in the zone. We can look back when he's looking towards the quarterback, when he can break on the football. He got Devontae a few times in the slot, and it was just so apparent that this is not like a cornerback. This is a guy who was a safety linebacker type, not like a cornerback type where, and look, there's a lot of guys who will lose to Devontae Adams. Mm-hmm. That is understood. There was a play, though, where he undercuts a ball, which he did a lot in this game, and I wonder if that's just an issue just with his technique. Hey, sometimes you maybe don't need to undercut this. He undercuts a ball. He is – or it's actually not – that's a Garrett Wilson one. He undercuts it, hands up. I mean, he's covered probably about 90% of the face of Garrett Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly touched place pass by Aaron Rodgers, and that's one of the Garrett Wilson just one-handed grab.
Was that the Jordan one?
Yes.
He kind of did the Jordan pose.
That is. And then he runs it in. The other Garrett Wilson one is one that I contend should not have been a touchdown.
Yeah.
Because how can a shin be down, but the knee comes out of bounds?
Yeah,
how does that work?
That's right.
I want to file that with the NFL still to this point. How does that work?
Yeah.
There was that, and then there was the, if you remember, Tyler Conklin early in the game, first quarter if memory serves, has a catch, but fumble that is then picked up by Neville Hewitt and run the other way.
Yeah.
That is ruled as an incomplete pass.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, if that one stays, I don't know that the game changes entirely, but it does apply a different level of pressure to the game.
Yeah.
So that happens. So shout out to Joe Mixon for being incredible in this game. Shout out to a return in this game for Henry Toutou. You see the difference.
Tank Dell had a good game.
Tank Dell had a great game in this one. And 126 yards on 6 receptions. He was just all over the place, and it just made a tear fall because you talk about a guy to have a guy.
Yeah.
And when he had the opportunity, he was a got to have a guy, so he will be missed, especially if he does not return for this season. This was a real turning point game. This was a low point on Halloween on national TV, Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
On a Thursday,
you really started to wonder.
Yeah. When the wondering became very, very tangible. So that was not a fun one. Oh, and then also shout out to Nico Autry, who had a really good game in this one as well. All right. Coming up next in the loop on Sports Radio 610, we do our lunchtime confessions at this time, and we will do that again on this Thursday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani is This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.